Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14 and verse 46.
The mob.
Enter the mob. Let me read the verse. Here, Christ is approaching, the mob is approaching Christ, and Judas has said, Rabbi, and kissed the Savior. And then we read this. The men, the mob, the rabble, they seized Jesus and arrested him. Verse 46 of Mark 14. It's a wonder the heavens didn't fall. Can you imagine the reaction of angels watching this? They must have been absolutely dumbstruck with it. The hands of wicked men falling upon, grasping the scruff of the neck of our Savior, pulling him and pushing him and arresting him. And yet God does not intervene and strike them down, as though Christ could accord, for whole legions of angels who would have flown to his rescue. They laid their hands upon Christ. They seized him. They became his master. They took over him. They took him away. They grabbed him and made him captive. Here he is held by the Roman soldiers or by the Jewish police. And these men dared to lay their hands upon the Son of God. The Jewish priests would dare to sit in judgment upon the Son of God. The Roman consul would dare to pass death sentence upon the Son of God. They would nail him to wood. Somebody had the audacity to inflict this upon the Son of God. What are these men about? But then, in my experience with unbelievers, how do they treat the Lord Jesus Christ? Commonly, many of them blaspheme him. They take his name in vain. They treat him with contempt by using him as a swear word. The Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah, God's only begotten Son, they dare to use him as a commoner garden swear word. They use him as a matter of ridicule. Look at some of these modern atheists, how they pour scorn upon him, upon his virgin birth, upon the miracles and so on. How they laugh at him and mock him and abuse him. Men hate him, do they not? Christ said so. They hate me. They hate the gospel. They hate the Christ. They hate God. They ignore him. They turn their backs upon him. They refuse him. And yet, they like to treat him as a talisman, as a superstition. You know, they like to talk about prayer, politicians. They like to talk about going to church. They like to have funeral services in bereavement. They like the trappings of religion. But to be saved by him, to be submissive to him, to bow before him, to trust him, to repent before him, to love him, to honor him, to worship him, to obey him, how few there be. These words, so short, so few, but how powerfully telling they are. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. My friend, the day is coming when Jesus will seize them and arrest them. And he won't sit under their judgment, but they will sit under his judgment. And it's not just they. I shall be there, and so will you. The day is coming when Jesus will seize me, arrest me, and I will have to answer to him. Oh, that he might have seized me now, arrested me now, and may I be submissive to him, and know him, and trust him, and love and serve him. May it be true for you too, friend. Amen.